I want to talk to some good guys. Anyways, no, it's all good, you know. But it's not, you know, it's not all good because you just have to turn on the TV and watch the news, and you can see a lot of people are having troubles, you know, all across the country, all across the world in places, you know. And, you know, from the BC wildfires to the flooding now in Cape Breton Island to, you know, what we went through here, and we had fires here last year. People are still rebuilding, you know, and trying to get back to normal life. You know, it's a whole disruption, you know, on some people, you know, how they, what they have to go through. And, you know, I know myself, some people got flood damage and so forth here a number of years ago, too. And, you know, it takes a couple, 3 years before you kind of get some normalcy, you know, get your house back in order, get your property back where it's supposed to be. And you know, it's difficult. And I guess the upside is, you know, you just hope that everybody's safe and sound and doing okay, and nobody gets hurt, you know, in some of these events, you know, because it can very well happen, you know. I'm going to pause. Yeah, so now I heard yesterday on the news there was big time flooding. You know, or not flooding, a fire that basically it just exploded out of control. Many fires around California there. So, you know, like, and even the UK, you know, they've had their share of fires and storms and all that. And, yeah, it's, you just hope that everybody comes out safe at the other end there, you know, nobody gets hurt. And life is number one mitigation. You know, you want to preserve life as much as possible. So property can always be replaced, but, and of course, nature looks after itself over time. So, but it's still, you know, tribulations a person has to go through. It's very difficult. You know, you kind of have to be in some of those situations to realize, you know. Sometimes people have the thing, oh, it's never going to happen to me, or it's never going to happen, you know, here, you know, nothing's happened in 50 years, you know, and we got nothing to worry about. But then it happens, and then people look around and say, wow, what happened? They wake up and their whole life is turned upside down, you know. So it's very difficult for a lot of people. People are going through a lot of troubles. So, you're very right there, Paul, and ham radio community is very much, you know, a positive in everybody's, you know, ways there. So, back to you. Back to you, Pierre, V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
Yeah, you're right, Randy. Yeah. Oh, well. Can't do anything about it. So, yeah, now Canada and everything, and all the tax and everything. And, what a disaster. I don't know. I'm getting old, so I don't care what's going on anymore. But for the new family and everything, a new baby and everything, and you know, good luck, guys. Good luck, very good luck. I tell you, the game is not done yet. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Well, lots of things are out of our control. You know, nothing you can do about it except work yourself through it and day by day, and try. try to look and find the positives, you know, out of everything, and if you can, to get through it all, you know, and you know, you have to, it's very important, you know, to rely on your friends and relatives and for help, even strangers, you know. Like I know in our flooding here, a lot of strangers you didn't even talk to or knew before, they came out and helped people, and you know, the towns around Kenora, you know, went on public news and thanked all their citizens for all the help that they did, support to their neighbors and friends and relatives and all that. You know, it's big, you know, it's huge to have that support, you know. I call it a support team, I suppose. And whether it's help for the cleanup or help with someone's emotions, you know, it's devastating. So, but, you know, well, next year we'll look back and everybody made it through safe, hopefully, and, yeah. And things will keep on happening out of our control. There's nothing we can do about it except sit back and go to it one day at a time and look at the good parts. Hopefully you can find some, like Paul suggested there with amateur radio, the family of the ham community there, not only in Canada, but worldwide. So very good thoughts there, Paul. BE3IFC, BE5RJM. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what I know for sure. Last year, I didn't know a Pierre and I did not know a Randy. And now, there's a guy in Saskatoon who says, "You're welcome in my house anytime. I'll come to the airport, I'll pick you up, I'll bring you back, I'll give you a bed to sleep in, I'll cook up some chicken wings or something on the barbecue for you, I'll drive you anywhere you want to go, I'll do that for you." That's what Pierre told me, a guy I didn't know last year. And now, he says, "I'll come to the airport and pick you up. I'm your brother." And you know what else? There's a guy in Kenora that I could go and knock on his door and he'd say, "Paul, come on in." And that guy and his wife Michelle are going to come here one day and come to my house and stay with me. And I'm going to treat him like a brother, because that's what he is. And last year I didn't know him either. So, you know, that's what gives me hope. There's two guys I did not know last year who I love and they love me today. That's a whole different story today than it was last year. So that gives me hope. Like, wow, wow, wow. You know what I mean? That's amazing. Pierre's going to pick me up at the airport when I come to Saskatoon. How amazing is that? I didn't even know that guy last year. Oh, boy. It's a lot. It's a lot of good news to me. It's a lot of good news. Back to you, Pierre. BE3IFC.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. No problem at all. No problem at all. And maybe if we're going fishing with Randy and Michelle, wow, what a party. We'll be in the trouble. Anyhow, I show you how you catch a fish. So that's what I told to Randy before, as I show you. Yeah, he said, "Pierre." So 2 minutes later, "Oh, I got a fish already." Oh, he said, "Wow, that's amazing. That's funny." Yeah, right. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, you know what I mean, don't you? You know, you turn off the TV, turn on the ham radio. There's so much good out there. I got two brothers I didn't know I had before. You can't put a price on that. That's way beyond money. That's way beyond a trip to the bank. That's way more than a car or a truck or a house or I don't know. That's a gift you can't buy. I just, I can't stop being happy about talking to two good guys at the same time, one in Saskatoon and one in Kenora. Like, that's good news. What do you think, Randy?
Yeah, V3IFC, V5RGM, and the group. You're absolutely right there, Paul. Absolutely correct on all accounts. I know, you know, when we went camping here, you know, it was a relief. You know, I didn't watch hardly any of the news or anything like that. Or, you know, sometimes you get a pop-up on your phone or something like that, but that's about it. You know, a lot of nice relaxation, and basically, you know, your life totally feels so much better, you know. And then sometimes I got on the air here, and I was able to talk to some good guys, and it's awesome, you know. And you know, it's great. A lot of people are doing a lot of good out there, you know. So there's so much good people out in the world, you know. And doesn't matter where they live or what they do or anything, they'll give the shirt off their back, you know, for their neighbor, their friend, their radio partner that they talk to on the radio, whatever it might be. So, you know, it's it kind of takes a little bit of the negative and turns it into a positive, like you say there, Paul. So the good points all the way around. So, I'll pass it over to Pierre. What's your plans for today? What's your plans for today there, Pierre? What are you doing? VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RGM. Another good Frenchman. Yeah, so true there. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that, Randy. Well, not too much. I stay home and what I would like to do, I'm not sure yet. Oh, I need to cut my grass. Not me, but Olga. She will do that in the backyard. The front is not bad, but the backyard need to be done. I will be trim all the grass with the trimmer, the whip trimmer, whatever they call. So, cut the edge and everything around the tree and blah, 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 patio. And we'll be all set to go, so. And, yeah, so that's about it. Not too much to do. So, I'm ready to go for fishing, that's for sure. So, another 3-4 days and let's go. So, that's good. And after that, not too much. No, not too much. Back to you, Randy.
Yeah, VE5RGM returning. Oh, boy, Pierre. Yeah, fishing, that's another great thing. That's so nice and relaxing. But, you know, at times, you know, it's very busy out there. You were very busy there fishing there when you come with me, but it seems like it's a little bit more difficult to catch that fish there at that pond that you go to. So I don't know, different type of fish too. So they're a little harder to catch, those trout, compared to those walleye here. But and you know, it's so nice to have a lake like that to go to and have a lot of action, you know. I call it action, you know, that's what it is. You're busy, you know, sometimes you're too busy to even have a drink of water or something, you know, or eat your lunch. You got to keep the hook out of the water, you know, they bite that good. So, you know, it's even though we throw them back lots, you know, either they're too small and they need to get bigger and grow, and or they're too big and they make new babies there and so forth. So conservation, you know, I think is important in this country. country too. We have to conserve what we have and look after our nature, and we have a lot of great places in Canada, you know, that, you know, we don't even know about a quarter, you know, we only know maybe a slight, small amount of our vast country, you know. That's what we want to do here, the wife and I, when she retires, we want to take a little time and just go from one place to another.